Hi, friends. You're listening to WMUC FM College Park, and I'll be right back after a quick message. I need somebody, help, not just anybody,
help. You know, I need someone, help. Stressed? Need to talk? Call Help Center, a peer counseling and crisis intervention hotline at the University of Maryland. Help Center is here to listen. No issue is too big or too small. We are here for you. Help Center offers anonymous and confidential hotline phone calls and walk-in services, free anonymous pregnancy testing, and free condoms. Call 301-314-HELP or stop by Help Center on the third floor of South Campus Diner today. You are not alone. Won't you please, please help me?
Second night.
All right, that was Falling or Flying by Grace Potter and the Nocturnals, and you're listening to WMUC FM College Park, where college radio is good radio. This is Radio Kill the Video Star. It's the show where I describe music videos because I'm really obsessed with them. And today I am joined by my friend Daniel. Daniel, say hi.
Hey, what's going on?
Okay, that came across clearly. Wait, okay, now back your mic up just a little bit and then say something else.
Hey, what's going on?
Okay, they both worked. It just sounded like a little crunchy at first, but because I think it was maybe you're too close or the mic just sucks. Every week I talk about a different artist. Last week I talked about Jasmine Sullivan. Last week was a pretty bad week because I was feeling really bad the whole week because I had to choose what school I was going to go to for master's. Mm-hmm. And it was also extremely hot. It was boiling in here. It was like... It's hot now.
It is.
Imagine, yeah, last week it was really, really hot, and I was really miserable. Like, I was sitting here, and I was like, that was Jasmine Sullivan. Like, I was talking like this the entire time. It was, like, the quiet hour or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah, how do you feel?
Sweatsuit.
The what?
You're in a full sweatsuit.
Yeah, I am. Yeah, I was wearing different sweats earlier. Actually, I'm not going to get into that because that's a long story. How are you doing today? So I don't just talk about myself.
Pretty good. Kind of tired. Barely slept, but, you know, pretty good.
Okay.
Yeah.
Anything interesting happened today? Before we get
today,
started?
Interesting. Not really. Got an email. Actually, I got a text saying that they declined to give me a recommendation letter. So that was great.
Who? The school?
No.
Your job?
Well, I don't want to say her name. But
oh. Yeah, you don't have to say their name.
Yeah. But somebody that...
Is it someone that's associated with the school, though, or work?
Work.
Okay.
Yeah. She's
yeah.
like, actually, you should ask someone else. And I was like, oh.
Dang. That's messed up. That's really messed up. Are you close to that person?
Kinda. But she said I should ask this other person because they are alumni at the school I'm applying to.
Okay.
But
I mean,
I've only had one conversation with that person.
That would still, like, really hurt my feelings. Because it doesn't take that much out of a person to write a letter or a
yeah.
recommendation.
Also, I've had their recommendation, like, 3 times now.
Mm.
So, I don't know if they
I
just
see.
Don't want to keep reading
That is
it.
Different. I think that's a different thing. Now, the circumstances have changed.
Yeah.
I think that person has full reason not to give you another recommendation.
Yeah.
My day today was not that great. I hate to, like, put you in the hot seat right now, but periods, they exist, and they're really bad. And, I mean, that's the truth.
They do.
So... And, yeah, I'm somebody who, like, doesn't really take medicine for it because I think it makes me a stronger person, even though it doesn't. And, like, my mom hates when I do that. But, yeah, I like to act like that. And then I have, like, the worst day ever. And then I complain to her about it. And she's like, well, you can just take medicine. And I'm like, no. No, what happened before, which had to do with my outfit, not what you think happened, was actually that I bought juice to, like, make me feel better.
Mm.
And I went to sleep right after I drank it. And I sat it, like... in my bed as I was sleeping, and then it spilled all over my, which is actually why I was late here, because I had to change my sheets because I had juice all over.
Well, like,
my
when
bed.
You woke up, you saw it was, like, spilled or what?
Yeah, like, my pants were wet, and it was like, what a childish thing to do, like, to spill juice all over your bed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was what happened, and I had a different outfit on today, but now I have yet another not so great pair of pants. We're off to an awesome start, I think. This is usually how it goes, by the way. I'm not really care, like, I don't care about what I say.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I should. I mean, you can tune into here. I mean, I don't know if anyone's listening because, like, no one ever listens, I feel. But then again, I was on the radio earlier, like, when I was driving here, I was, like, playing with the dial, and I was like Like, this is like a station. Like, this is an actual radio station. Like, people actually listen to this. So, like, if you're listening, don't crash your car.
Wait, what's the station?
90.5. It's not a, I don't think it ranges that far, but it does have range. Yeah, I mean, listen to college radio. What else was I about to say? I need to introduce our person that we're talking about. So I talked about Jasmine Sullivan last week, and she's awesome. She has really great music videos. Glad that we're doing another, like, R&B thing, sort of, because I don't talk about a lot of R&B music. Actually, that's not true. That's not true at all. I just talk about a lot of pop because I like pop. I'm a big pop person. Mm-hmm. But I have talked about, like, R&B in the past, and I don't know why I haven't considered Drake so much, probably because he's, like, not the best person to be talking about right now.
I mean, he's pretty big. I'm surprised you haven't done him.
Yeah. The truth is that I actually don't do a lot of rappers.
Okay.
Oddly enough, the one rapper that I know, I think I actually did two rappers, and it was Snoop Dogg and who's the other person? Rod Wave. Those are the only two people I've done.
Is Rod Wave really a rapper, though?
No. Yeah. I wouldn't say that he is, actually. That opens up another can of worms, and I'm not going to talk about Rod Wave right now. But today we're talking about Drake. I don't know if I said that. We're talking about Drake. And hopefully you can tell me more about Drake than I know, because I don't know a lot. And when I had one of our friends, Gavin, come in here, we talked about Michael Jackson and and Gavin, like, talk circles around me. Mm-hmm. So feel free to do that. So how this usually goes is I go through, like, three songs because I talk too much. And I don't have enough time to do more than that. And then we just talk after about the music video and we watch it as it plays. So, yeah, without further ado, we can start with the first song, which is pretty early in Drake's musical career, which is from the album Thank Me Later. This is Find Your Love by Drake.
I'm more than just an option. Refuse to be forgotten.
Hey, hey, hey.
I took a chance with my heart.
Hey, hey, hey.
And I feel it taking over. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I bet if I give all my love, then nothing's gonna tear us apart. I'm more than just a number.
Hey, hey, hey.
I doubt you'll find another.
Hey, hey, hey.
So every single summer,
hey, hey, hey.
I'll be the one that you remember. And I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your heart. It's more than just a mission.
Hey, hey, hey.
You hear but you don't listen.
Hey, hey, hey.
You better pay attention.
Hey, hey, hey.
And get what you've been missing. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your loving. I better find your heart. I better find your all my love. And nothing's gonna tear us apart. Too many times I've been wrong. I guess being right takes too long. I'm done waiting, there's nothing left to do but give all I have to you. And I better find your loving. Find your heart. I better find your loving. I better if I give all my love, then nothing's gonna tear us apart.
That was Find Your Love by Drake, and we're talking about Drake and his music videos until 8 o'clock. Do you want to just go ahead and give some initial thoughts?
Initial thoughts?
Well, was this your first time watching the full video?
Full video, yeah. I think I've seen clips, but I haven't seen the full video.
Okay.
I don't know. I didn't know that's what the song was about. I didn't know he was betrayed like that. You know, I didn't really get that from the song.
I mean, to be fair, the song does not have a lot of lyrics.
Yeah.
90% of the lyrics are, I better find your love and I better find your heart, which isn't that descriptive. A lot of the times I like to start by looking at the comments because sometimes the comments are like from of the time. Mm-hmm. And I feel like it, sometimes I can like step right into it. Let's see if I can find an interesting comment. No. This unlocked memories. Yeah. 90% of it is just people being like, remember when music was good? Like, shut up. Can't be the only one who's going through Drake's old songs. You're absolutely not the only one. Like, can someone comment on the video?
Can you, like, filter it to old comments?
Oh, can I? I don't know.
Yeah, sorry.
Whoa! No.
Bruh.
You can't. I thought that you just changed the game for me, though, for a second. I thought that I could. Hold on. There's got to be, like, one good detailed comment. There's always, like, some really detailed comment. I have to admit, that is a good line. The one that's, like, I'm more than just an option, refuse to be forgotten. That is kind of bars. Maybe not. Maybe everyone just sucks. Maybe this is just Drake fans.
Yeah.
Are you a Drake fan?
Yeah, I'm a Drake fan. What's funny?
Uh-oh. Here's a detailed one. It's only from 3 years ago, but valid. Okay. My dad never liked hip-hop / MB. Oh, R&B. R&B. But the moment he heard song... I can't read this if it's going to be alliterated. I remember this was the only new song back in 2010 he had in a playlist full of oldies like Kashif, Barry White, Bobby Brown, and so on. I remember how he'd always play it when driving me to school. He passed last year. I can't read, guys. He passed last year. Then you should have put pass. PASSED. Yeah. People can't write. And this song reminds me of all the fond memories of singing it with him. I'm glad this person had a intimate moment with their... This is a good comment. Sorry, not to diss that last one, but it was a little boring.
Dang.
I'm not reading this whole thing, though. This is like an essay. I'll read the first part. Quote, when this dropped in 2010, I was mad in love with this girl. I was 18. The emotion and desire between her and between here and I was my life. Can people write? Like, this is actually pissing me off. Looking back at how intense and passionate it was, F's me up a little. We watched this video together. We lived that passion. The breakup sucked. Yeah. LOL. But they were effing great times. I wouldn't change a thing. I know now she wasn't the right girl for me, so I'm glad it ended. But the memories of how we cared for each other in that time are amazing. I'm glad I had the experience. She taught me what love was. I taught her what trust was. He doesn't know how to spell her. Every time he writes her, he writes here. In the end, it got to be more like Eminem's Love, the Way You Lie video. This is disgusting. No physical abuse, but an intense hate-love dynamic that tore us apart for different reasons. I watched this video and that one over and... Wait.
This can't be real.
And that one after it was over. This was 2009 to 11 for me. Dang, life moves fast.
No, I don't think this is real. You think this is real?
Would Jay Lebowski 91 lie?
Yes.
I think it's real. I think it's real in a white people way. I think white people would write this. White Ben would write this. Have you seen the Love the Way You Lie music video?
Nah.
Oh, you're missing out. That was like one of my favorite music videos. It's a terrible, I mean, it's about like abuse, but it's a good video. It's got, who's in it? Hold on.
Who's it by?
Rihanna and Eminem.
Oh.
Who's the people in it? It had two actors in it. Hold on, this is important information. We've got to get to the bottom of this first. Watch as it's like just Rihanna and Eminem.
15 million?
Dude, come on. You have to watch the Love the Way You Lie video, though. I feel this is like... Oh, it was Megan Fox. And have you seen Lost?
No.
Oh, you don't know anything. The guy from Lost. Whatever. That was also, like, you had to be a part of, like, the 2010s period and, like, era to understand where all of that was coming from. Uh-huh. Okay. Back to the video. Do you want to describe a little bit, like, what the what happens in the video? Like, just give us a little play-by-play without doing the whole thing.
If I remember correctly.
I can, like, skip through it also as you go.
All right. Where are we at?
No pressure.
I mean, I still don't know where we're at.
The beginning.
Right, but, like, where is he? Oh, he's at the club.
Okay. Right,
I'm pretty sure he's DJing at the club.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually he spots a girl, starts dancing with her. Okay.
You're doing great. Keep going.
Yeah. So spots the girl, starts mm-hmm. dancing with her, boom, boom, boom. Another guy peeps. So then he starts side-eyeing, and he goes and heads to the side. So boom, now Drake and the girl, they are, you know, finding their love.
Mm-hmm.
Right? and this guy, he is off, what's the word I'm looking for? Dang, I don't know what the word I'm looking for is.
That's all right. We're almost done.
Basically, he sets up Drake. Okay. She sets up Drake.
Yes. So, let's get the actual description.
Wow. So, my description was terrible.
You did a great job, but we could get better. What happens in the Find Your Love video by Drake? So, there has to be, like, someone who is, like, obsessed with this on Reddit. Hip Hop Heads. Yes. Thank you. I love Reddit. You ever been on Reddit? Reddit's great.
I feel like Google should give you an answer.
It should have. Someone said I despised Drake when this came out. Why are not enough people talking about the video? Like, usually people talk about the video. Everybody's just talking about the song. What happens in the Find Your Love? Okay, let's rephrase this. What is the Find Your Love video by Drake about? I mean, it's pretty straightforward, but, like, I want to see if there's something missing. Okay. Did we miss this part?
Wait, that might be, like, the very end.
She shoots him at the end?
No, but I think she got a gun to him.
We're not doing a great job of this one.
Yeah, because they got him tied up.
Okay.
Yeah, right there, look.
Set in Jamaica. The Anthony Mandler-helmed video starts off with foreboding words across a black screen. The worst thing about crossing a line is when you don't know you already have. Skip, skip, skip. Things turn violent after it appears that Drake has set his sights on a beautiful woman who is claimed by another man, a gang leader played by Jamaican dancehall star Mavado. Never heard of him. Skip. That last time turns out to be fatal, though, as Drake gets cornered by Mavado and his gang on his way to his love interest's house, and it appears she lured him there with the intention of getting him caught. In fact, the woman is the one pointing the gun when the clip abruptly cuts to black, and she doesn't appear to have any regrets. Drake learns a hard lesson about love, but not before it's too late. What would be the lesson that he learned?
Don't trust women.
I don't think that's the lesson.
I think this is the lesson.
Don't trust women?
Yeah.
Maybe don't trust this girl. I mean, she had a whole gang behind her. Look at them.
Yeah, but this is at the end after she already tricked them.
Yeah, but like...
She was alone.
This is... Okay.
At the beginning.
Yeah. Let's... Okay.
At the beginning, she's alone eyeing him down.
In the club?
Yeah.
Yeah, but she came with the intention of like doing what she had to do though.
Right, but like how does Drake know that?
He doesn't.
Right. So
I don't think.
So what do we learn?
I think we just learned that he was in the wrong place at the wrong time. That's the lesson that I got from this. Also, what is he doing in Jamaica? Is he Jamaican?
He's Drake.
Is he half Jamaican? Is that the 1% black he's got? What's Jamaica?
I feel like he knows
what's Jamaica's
Jamaican,
ethnicity?
Though.
What did you say?
I feel like he does have some type of Jamaican. I feel like I've heard that somewhere. He's definitely Canadian.
Yeah, we knew he was Canadian. His father's from Memphis, Tennessee. Where's he originally from?
Look up, what does Drake have to do with Jamaica?
Nothing. Ancestry comes from Nigeria, Cameroon, Congo, Ivory Coast, and Ghana.
Well.
And he was Jewish. What does Drake, come on, dude, have to do with Jamaica? I think Drake just needs to stay out of Jamaica.
Ah. Oh.
He's just weirdly obsessed with it. I'll tell you what he has to do with Jamaica. Rihanna.
She's Jamaican?
No, but what? She's like Caribbean or something. So he likes Caribbean women.
Oh.
That's the point. That's what I'm getting
from
this.
So don't trust Caribbean women.
Don't be Drake, I think, is the lesson here.
That's not
You're Drake bias. You have a Drake bias.
I'm not a Drake bias. It's just...
You are a Drake bias. It's okay. You can own it.
Any man could have been caught right there. Not just Drake.
But it was him. And it would only be him because it's Drake. That's such a Drake thing to do to get caught.
That is not a Drake
Yes, it is. Look at them. Like, why is he going around with these people? This guy has a shirt on his head.
He had no clue who that guy was.
Drake looks like he just came from, I don't know, Bel Air.
He definitely looks out of place.
Yeah, he does. He's the only one there that looks like this. They saw him and they were like, that's an opportunity.
Oh, yeah.
Have you? Okay, this leads me to Degrassi. You've never seen Degrassi.
No.
But you know where I'm going with this.
I think so.
Okay, Drake was on Degrassi, which is where, I don't know if that's where I first saw him. I don't think it was. But it's where a lot of people first saw him. And he was notably the guy that got shot. You didn't know this? How are you a Drake fan? You didn't know this.
Never heard of this.
You did not know this? Whoa, this is crazy. Hold on. Drake, Degrassi. This is huge. So this first song is going to take a while just because of how much information that apparently I'm teaching you.
I just listened to the music. Degrassi. I've never even heard of Degrassi.
Then you don't know what I'm talking about. Okay, Degrassi was a Canadian teen show, right? And Drake was on it when he was young, which is where he got his start.
Okay, so before he was a star.
Yeah, he was on Degrassi first. And then there was a scene in Degrassi. There was a whole episode where somebody came to school with a weapon. And Drake was someone who got caught up in the hallway. And he ended up getting shot. Hmm. And for the rest of the show, he was the kid in the wheelchair. I forgot what his name was on the show. I don't think it matters. I'm curious, though. Well, anyways, that's who he was in Degrassi. Jimmy. He was Jimmy.
Jimmy Brooks.
Yeah, Jimmy Brooks. I'm surprised you don't know that. He's got this, like, he's the, like, very boy next door in this video throughout the whole thing. Now, what irritated me is that one part with, like, all the products on the nightstand. I thought that looked so, like, what year is this from? This video is from 2010.
Yeah.
That is such,
What do you mean, like, all the drugs?
Yeah. No, they're not. Yeah, I guess drugs. I mean.
Oh.
Like, this is such a, like, this is something you would expect to see in a music video before they got famous. Just all the product placement that's here is actually insane. Like, you would never see this in a music video right now. Mm-hmm. It's very, like, the budget was low.
But, I mean, this is 2010, though.
Yeah, I mean, it was accepted for 2010.
Yeah.
Not anymore, though. Any final thoughts about Find Your Love, about the music video? Maybe, like, even, like, predictions about where his music videos are going to go after that.
Wait, so are we starting from the beginning? This is the oldest one?
Yeah, this is the oldest one in chronological order.
I think we'll definitely see, better graphics.
Mm-hmm.
I think we'll see better lip syncing, right? Because really, he was just vibing to the music.
Mm-hmm.
He was barely even singing right there. So hopefully we see something else.
Yeah, okay. The only other thing I wanted to say about this last video is that he's the only light-skinned person there.
The girl was light-skinned, I'm pretty sure.
And that's it, though. Like, that. Everybody else, though, is like...
But that's why... See, that's why he was tricked. He's like, oh, you want of me.
Huh?
You're one of me. You and I are the same.
What, because they're both light-skinned?
Yeah.
You think they're in a special club because of that?
Yeah, he's like, you and I are supposed to stick together.
That's what got him busted.
He didn't know.
he struggles. That's what currently is getting him busted. He's stuck in that light skin era.
Don't
he's got to get out of it.
Don't trust women, guys.
No, the lesson here is don't act like Drake. Moving forward, this next song is one that we all know very, very well in Drake's discography. This is God's Plan.
I've been moving calm, don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know how I like it when you loving on me. I don't wanna die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They gon' tell the story was different with me. God's plan, God's plan. I hold back, sometimes I won't, yeah. I feel good, sometimes I don't, hey, no. I finesse down Western Road, hey, next. Might go down to G-O-D, yeah, wait, yeah. I go hard on Southside G, yeah, wait, yeah. I make sure that Northside E. And still, bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. Bad things, it's a lot of bad things that they wish and 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 on me. Yeah. Hey, hey. She say, do you love me? I tell her only partly. I only love my bed and my mom, I'm sorry. 50 dub, I even got it tatted on me. 81, they'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me, turn the 02 into the 03, dawg. Without 40 Ollie, there be no me. Imagine if I never met the broskies. God's plan, God's plan. I can't do this on my own, hey, nope. Someone watching it close, yep, yeah, close. I've been me since Scarlet Road, hey, bro, hey. Might go down as G-O-D, yeah, wait. I go hard on Southside G, hey, wait. I make sure that Northside E, yeah. And still, bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing they wishing on me. Yeah, yeah. Bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wishing and wishing and wishing and wishing they wishing on me. Yeah.
That was God's Plan by Drake, and we're talking about Drake music videos until 8 o'clock. This music video that we just watched was directed by Corinna Evans. Credit your music video directors. I should have looked at the last video to see who it was directed by. Yeah, it doesn't say. They never credit their music video directors. It's so sad, because music videos are a dying art, I believe. You know what? Actually, before we talk about this, what's your favorite music video?
Is it crazy that I guess say that one?
Oh, wait. I'm sorry. I didn't have your mic on.
This whole time?
No, that last time. Yeah, yeah. No, it's fine.
Is it crazy if I say this one?
A little bit. What's your second favorite?
I don't know. I don't watch a lot of music videos.
Yeah, but you've had to like accidentally see a video, right? Or something.
I don't know. I don't know if I've seen that many to have a favorite.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine. That's
what's your favorite?
My favorite music video is Taylor Swift's You Belong With Me music video. Don't laugh.
I mean, I've never seen it.
It's a great music video. Ooh. And
no, go ahead. I know mine.
Okay, I was going to say, I'm not a huge Swiftie, and I always say that. But I like Taylor Swift because I think she's a good songwriter. Actually, I wouldn't say I'm a Swiftie at all. Like, because I think they're scary. Mm. I think she's a good songwriter and like point blank period, and that's it.
Yeah.
Also, I just really liked her music videos growing up because it was, like, easy for me to access and they were all PG and, like, my parents didn't care when I watched them. Mm. So, yeah, that's my thing. Go ahead.
Well, about Taylor Swift, I was spamming 22 on my birthday.
Mm.
Yeah. Anyways.
Yeah. That's a good one. I was actually just listening to that yesterday because I was like, Would it be corny if I made a post with this song on my birthday?
I don't think so.
Okay, yeah, I feel like it's allowed. I don't know, my roommate's probably gonna look at me sideways though, because she like hates anything that's not black.
No, but I was gonna say, I think my favorite music video, and this is only because it was nostalgic. Call Me Maybe.
Oh yeah, that's a great music video. I talked about that earlier this semester too.
Yeah, that was a good music video.
That's an awesome video. I really like Carly Rae Jepsen, like in general, because I like that she's unapologetically pop. Like, I don't know, sometimes people who do pop, like, they're always trying to do something different or like weird, or like change their genre. She's just always been pop. Like, she's Carly Rae Jepsen. Also, like, that was like quintessential like internet time. That was like when like the Fireflies music video and stuff came out.
Fireflies was good.
That's one of my favorite music videos also too. Yeah. There's, see, music videos are a whole like can of worms, and I feel like we don't talk about them enough. We don't credit them enough.
Yeah.
They're just, and now I also sort of feel like they're a little bit too overproduced. Like, I don't want to watch a movie, but I do want to see a video. I always felt that like Katy Perry and Beyonce did a good job of that. Maybe like in the I think the 2010s was like prime video time, because it was a lot of like just little stories, kind of like the Find Your Love video. It was like he took a little like moment in time and made a video out of it. Or like, I don't know, any of these videos that we see on the side, like they all had plots. I don't want to watch a video of you just singing at the camera for an hour, otherwise I would have gone to a concert.
You know, okay, another good music video, I Can't Feel My Face by
I don't think I've ever seen that video, actually.
Really? That was really good.
I don't think I've seen that one.
I kind of want to spoil it, but like, kind of don't.
Maybe I'll watch that another time.
Yeah, that was good.
Yeah, I've never seen, I don't think I really watch the Weeknd videos. I'm not a huge Weeknd fan. I mean, I'll listen to his music, but like himself, I don't know, he kind of gets on my nerves like everybody else.
Yeah,
he's like a cornball. Okay, the way that this video goes, brief synopsis, is that it starts with title cards, and they say the budget for this video was 900 something thousand, and he
900,000. Yeah.
I thought it'd be more than that, not gonna lie. I mean,
do you think that's including all the gifts that are in the video?
Yeah, that's why I thought it'd be more than that. That's why I was like, thousand, like, not million, maybe? Well, but I mean, million is crazy. 900
million is ridiculous.
But maybe like 9 million or something, you know?
Yeah. I mean,
I'm just like, wouldn't he buy them?
900,000 is a lot of dollars.
It is a lot of money. But like, he's Drake. Oh, I'm getting a FaceTime call. I gotta answer that later. Okay. Yeah, I thought it'd be more. Anyways, it says the budget for this video was 900 something thousand dollars. We gave it all away dramatically, and then don't tell the label, dot dot dot. The label knows, like. And then the video starts with a baby girl, and she's sitting on the steps, and then like an old man, and you know, the title cards all start reading with the descriptions and the credits and all that crap. Just like, it's establishing the fact that we are in a less well-off neighborhood. And then Drake pops up on the screen, and it's like, money. And then the video keeps on going on, and it starts showing people enjoying life and like being frugal, spending money on things that they need. They're in the grocery store, and there are these people buying stuff. There are people who are smiling. There's this girl who's sitting on the ledge of something, and Drake comes up, and she's like, oh my gosh, it's Drake. And you know, Drake does his stuff, like whatever, he like stands and dances, you know, where the stuff that went viral with the Hotline Bling thing, where he's like, he's doing the Drake thing. And then the rest of the scenes throughout the video are just Drake giving people very good opportunities, in a bunch of different ways. Also, what's up with that one guy? Who's he? The one who keeps going like this, flexing his arms. He's like everywhere throughout this video. It's like Drake took the most, he was like, where are all the poor people? Where are the people with the disabilities? And he just gave them all stuff that would make their lives better through like money. Only pretty much, or like just visiting them and being happy around them, I guess. He's just Drake-ifying everything.
Is that a bad thing though?
No, I will share my opinion in a minute. Okay. And then it ends by saying God's plan in all caps, and that's about it. How do you feel about this video?
I like it because it's a lot of, well, it seems like a lot of pure smiles.
Mm-hmm.
Right? It seems like it's not scripted. Like he's going to these public spaces and mm-hmm. he's just finding people, offering gifts, whatever. I know some of it is definitely scripted because like they're sitting down as a family.
Mm-hmm.
But others, like the grocery store, like I don't know for sure, but I'm assuming that that isn't scripted.
Yeah.
And then, I mean, I like the theme of it, like going to less wealthy places and, you know, trying to provide smiles.
I totally agree. The first time I watched it, I mean, I cried because I was like young and I had a friend who was, she's still my friend. But she was obsessed with Drake. She used to be obsessed with Drake. And when this song came out, we like all sat around and listened to it and watched the video for it. And it was the same thing for that one song he had, Nice for What, when Nice for What mm-hmm. came out. Oh my gosh, I didn't know how to act. So, like, this was, like, a big moment in time. And I remember when I first watched this, I was like, oh, my gosh, Drake, such a charitable man. and, I mean, I thought it was cool at the time. The problem that I have with it is, why don't you just give it away and, like, not showcase it? You know?
Because, I mean, how are you going to make a music video?
I mean, you can make a music video, sure. But, like, it feels like Drake is being like, guys, I'm a good guy. Like, I'm Drake. Like, I have money and I'm going to give it away. Like, watch me be charitable.
I mean, I don't think back then people were even questioning if he was a good guy or not.
I agree. I think that time matters in this circumstance. But looking back on it, it now feels very performative to me. But I'm not saying that in a way that, like, I'm really trying to hate on the video. Because I value it in the little, like, moment bubble that it was in. Like, I don't like looking back at things and, like, tearing them apart, like how a lot of people in our generation do. But I do partly feel that way about this video. Most of these comments say, like, imagine this is the one day that you don't go to school. And Drake shows up and gives everybody, like, a bunch of money. It's a cool video concept. Apparently, it's not the first time that people have done video concepts like this. Like, I was looking at Drake's Reddit for this video. And this, you know who Sarah McLachlan is? You know the song that's like, in the arms of
Oh, yeah. No,
that's her. Okay. That's her. So apparently, yeah, this is a video that she did for World on Fire. And it looks like she did like the same thing. Celebrities love showing how much money they got and they're all going to give it away. And then they like don't do anything with it later. Whatever, celebrities.
I mean, then sometimes people make the accusation like, oh, you have all this money. What are you doing with it?
True. That is true. But why not just like say what you're doing with it?
Because I think like it's like, oh, like, sure, that's what you're doing.
Billie Eilish does that a lot, though. She's like someone who's like, why be a billionaire? Just give your money away. And she like just gives her money away.
You believe her, though?
I think she does. Have you seen her outfits?
I guess.
I don't know. I can't speak on celebrities. Celebrities are crazy. We don't have a lot of time left, so I'm going to read this next one and then we can move on to the next song. This was 8 years ago when the song first came out, and this was when someone was commenting about it on Reddit, and they said, it's pretty humbling that he donated the $1 million budget of the video for what is likely the lead song of his new album. I know he doesn't get any love on the sub. Dang, he doesn't get any love on his own sub? Oh, no, this is r/music. Never mind. it's also pretty nice to see a rap video that isn't solely women shaking their butt. I have to admit that's also true. From a lot of the rap videos that I have covered, I mean, I don't think I just covered Rod Wave and Snoop Dogg. I feel like I've covered other people, but like from the rap videos that I've seen, a lot of it is just like, you know, like the flexing aspect, like throwing money and all that stuff. And it's nice to see, like, Drake is someone who clearly puts plot into his video, so I do respect that off of him.
Yeah.
It says in an interview with someone, Drake mentioned he doesn't like doing music videos because he likes to let people have their own interpretations of songs. That's cool.
Drake said that?
Yeah. I think that is an interesting thing, because sometimes when, you know, like you watch the Find Your Love video, sometimes you watch a video and you're like, oh, I didn't really think that. And then you start thinking about the whole song differently. Like, right. Call Me Maybe, that definitely changed the whole vibe of the whole thing.
Mm-hmm.
I felt that way about, well, there's this U2 song. It's called One. And the whole song is like, one love. I was about to sing Bob Marley. I was about to be like, one love, one heart. But whatever. It's like one love. Like, people unify and stuff like that is what it basically sounds like. And then it turns out that the song is about a breakup.
Oh.
And I wouldn't have known that if I, like, didn't watch the video and read all the comments and stuff. And apparently, like, people play that at their weddings.
Oh, no.
So, I mean, like, context is kind of important. But at the same time, if that's the goal of your thing is to be broad and to be vague, then, I mean, go for it. Now, last song that we are going to cover. Have you watched this video?
I have. I watched it.
Okay. I've never heard the song before, so.
Really? Okay.
Is it? Wait, that's not.
I think there's debate behind the video.
There's a what?
I think there's debate behind the video.
Okay. Okay, interesting. All right. Sorry, I'm late to cueing this song. Excuse me, guys. This next song is 8 a.m. in Charlotte by Drake.
Speaking for itself, I call it fortune tell. Fire top from a that work at corporate sales. Chinchilla, Ushanka, we skiing out in Courchevel. Breaking news, they try to kill him, but the boy prevails. I leave for tour and my go to jail. Preaching to the dogs by wanting more for themselves. It's weighing heavy on my moral scale. Knowing they gon' sell another Citizen Kane, they think they Orson Welles. Walking Chanel, they like how the you need more Chanel. I got these cats tucking tails on four quarter sales. I'm used to seeing tears drop over enormous meals. The restaurant clears out faint echoes of Lauryn Hill. I say we gotta talk about us, I feel like Jordan Peele. Could tell I'm getting under your skin like an orange peel. Cause your words don't match your actions like a foreign film. And now silence in the lamb like the horror film. Things get quiet after me stating the obvious. Things get kinky after 15 years of dominance. That October sky is looking ominous. The money is autonomous. Shout to Oliver North, he out in Rome doing Toronto. And Jeremiah the watchdog, you know what time it is. I'm in and out of Houston hobby so much I'm a hobbyist. Waiting on cinch in the lobby, that boy a lobbyist. Savage got a green card straight out of the consulate. Where I go, you go, brother, with Yugoslavian. Formal is a dress code, dawg. So many checks owed, I feel Czechoslovakian. What the? Nah, I'm moving different right now, for real. Like, I feel like if Mike switched out the glove for the pen, like, this just too enticing right now, you know? Look. Diamonds do the silly dance, I raise up the wine glass. Metal detectors beeping, it's security bypass. The numbers going up, someone pull up the line graph. The days are going by, it's like I'm living in time lapse. They talking to Adele like he majored in finance. Shania Twain notepad, I'm making it line dance. You try and rob me and it's gonna feel like you sitting at your favorite restaurant, cause that's where you dine at. Mob ties, I swear we like a with fine sisters and fine cousins. The family all bad. I'm preaching to the dolls about cleaning their images. I swear I'm like a young T.D. Jakes to my menaces. Long kiss goodnight, PDA for my nemesis. 300 acres, PGA on the premises. That's what's really bragging, like this verse in parenthesis. I'm giving hits to on some don't even mention it. Hey, don't even worry about it, man. Just get me back whenever. Or don't. Yeah, look, you young boys take some of that money and set it aside. Not having enough to pay your taxes, a federal crime. You obsessed with me and it's not on no hetero vibe. Handle beef so quiet, you think that I'm letting it slide. Next thing you know, we tiptoeing past enemy lines. Diss me so long ago, we making your memories fly. Conspiracy theories start floating around like the Kennedy guy. I'll probably hold a grudge against you guys till I'm 75. A flying for a living, I couldn't relate. We all gotta lay in the bed we make, but that couldn't be Drake. You forced a lot of fake love when real ones stood in your face. That's why you got deserted by your like pudding and cake. I got you on camera bowing down, but the footage is safe. Thank God, another USB to put in the safe. Thank God, at the crib dipping my foot in the lake. I swear that y'all turned me into the villain, I couldn't escape. Not saying I'm the best at what I do. I'm just saying that it's me versus whoever wanna lose. Pick any one of the who's who's. I got two tools for new crews. RIP to the DJ from Houston, we lose screws. Helicopters, cop lights, and news crews. Steady crying to my daddy, well, boo hoo. You probably heard a lot about the boy, well, true, true.
That was 8 a.m. in Charlotte by Drake, and we're talking about Drake and his music videos until 8 o'clock today, which is for 8 more minutes. It's crazy how time runs out here because I can't stop talking. Why do you love 8 a.m. in Charlotte so much?
It's just, to me, it's a lyrical masterpiece.
I turned on the wrong mic again. I'm so sorry. Go ahead.
I think it's his best lyrical song.
Uh-huh. What about it?
What do you mean, what about it?
What about it? Like, what do you like about the lyrics?
I mean, everything he says makes sense. Everything he says has meaning. Everything is deep. Like, it's almost a double entendre in every single lyric.
Uh-huh.
Right? And, I mean, I don't think Drake gets enough credit for the lyrics. You know, he's known for a lot of R&B and rhythm, right?
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes the lyrics really hit.
Yes.
So
I agree.
This is a song where he literally goes back to back to back to back. You're like, whoa. And you listen to it again, you're like, wait, did he really say that?
I agree, yeah. I mean, I think that sometimes he is a great lyricist. I don't think he always is, but I think that from time to time he can,
mm-hmm.
he has bars. This comment agrees with you. The narrative that Drake can't rap is the funniest thing ever to me, this person says. What is your favorite Drake song?
See, I'm terrible with song names. Favorite Drake song is probably, give me a second, it's probably Thank Me Later.
Is he your favorite artist?
Resistance. The Resistance is probably my favorite song. Is he my favorite artist? Probably, yeah.
Okay. That's a big deal, I think. That's a really big deal to, like, I don't know. You got to know more about your favorite artist, man. you don't have to be obsessed. But when I ask you questions, I want answers.
I mean, I think some people are, like, they know too much about their favorite artist.
Okay. I do know a lot about Dominic Fike.
But, like, there's nothing wrong with it. But if you don't know that many things, it's like, oh, like, you just like their music.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, yeah, I agree. Are you somebody who likes to separate the art from the artist?
It depends. Like, some things are like...
I like to separate the art from the artist.
Okay.
I draw the line at Diddy and R. Kelly.
Okay.
Wait, pretty much only those two. Kelly? What?
You can't listen to R. Kelly?
No. I won't listen to R. Kelly.
Okay.
I get it. I know what, like, some people really like it. I got a cousin who loves R. Kelly. I might even, like, put this clip on my story, and he's probably going to swipe up and say something about it. Or maybe he'll just listen to it, but, like...
Yeah, I mean, R. Kelly sometimes.
He loves R. Kelly, and I'm like, don't play that man in front of me.
Hey. Sometimes you gotta bump R. Kelly. But then you gotta be like, but I don't rock with R. Kelly, though.
See, yeah.
Yeah.
My cousin doesn't do that.
Oh.
See? Exactly. See? No, tone shift. Yeah. No, I'm reading the lyrics. I was reading some of the lyrics as he was going. And it's good. I mean.
Like, are you reading it?
I am reading it. I was reading it. I was reading it from the beginning. That's why I had to go back up. It kind of reminds me of, which is why I mentioned J. Cole. It reminds me of, what's that one song he has? Crap, I forgot what it was called. 1985?
Mm-hmm.
Is it 1985, The Fall Off, or something like that? I used to love that song when I was in middle school. Because it's like, everybody loves a rap song where they're holding other people accountable.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everybody digs that for some reason. It's like the one song that, like, I don't know, people just, like, sink their teeth into. It's the same thing for, like, Tyler, the Creator has a song like that. I forget what it's called. But when I heard it, I was like, oh, Tyler has a flow. Like, sometimes you just think of him kind of as, like, I don't know, he's, like, that weird rap guy.
Yeah.
But then when you find out that he has a flow. Now, my problem is when we get to the video and what the heck is Drake wearing? Like, how am I supposed to take you seriously when you're wearing this, what is this, Louis Vuitton shirt?
Yeah, now the video is kind of crazy.
And he's got all these clips in his hair. I mean... Do what you want, but, like, don't expect me to start listening to you when you're dressed this way. He looks goofy. It's true.
Yeah, to be honest, I just wanted to listen to the song. I forgot what the video was.
The video, what happens in the video is that it's his son, and his son is, I mean, just there. I mean, that's enough for the video. And his son is, like, playing and coloring and all that stuff, and he talks in the beginning, and then the song kind of, like, goes and progresses into him dancing and singing with his son. And then there are, like, these brief moments where a bunch of, like, a chorus of people come in and they're all wearing the same sweatshirt that says Hate Survivor. And that's it. That's the whole video. It's just him in a dark room. It's basically a Drake concert. Like, yeah. Not my favorite video. But something that I do appreciate about the style of it is I like the way that it's recorded. I think it's recorded in an interesting way. And if he had something to say, I wish he would have taken himself seriously and dressed properly for the occasion.
But also, though, right, like, it's a Drake concert. Like, it's a solo.
Yeah.
And because he's being so lyrical in the song, he doesn't want to do too much in the video, right? He wants to keep it concentrated.
But that's the point of a video. The video is to get your message across. And it's not getting his message across, I feel. I mean, what do other people think?
Wasn't this also when it was, like, just revealed that he had a son or something?
Yeah, that's what I was asking you
earlier. Yeah, I'm pretty sure it is. And then they were like, oh, music video, boom. This is my son.
Yeah, but, like, I kind of want to see him look like a father figure.
Yes, he was dancing with him.
I guess.
He was drawing pictures.
I can't take him seriously with this outfit is really the whole beef that I have.
The outfit is crazy. The hair was crazy.
I can't take him seriously with this outfit. Also, no, just, like, the whole outfit. Like, what are the pants? It looks like aluminum foil. And I just... I think that, okay, now imagine if he did this whole video, but instead he was wearing, like, I don't know, a quarter zip. But imagine the impact that it would have had on people. Not that he had to wear that, but, like, imagine if he was dressed like a normal guy. Everybody in the comments would have been like, this is the real Drake. Like, this is that Drake that nobody knows anything about. The whole vibe would change. Maybe people would care more about this video. I think 10 million views for a Drake video is kind of low.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
I mean,
it's definitely low.
Yeah.
But it's also, it's nothing interesting. Like, it's just Drake.
It's what?
It's just Drake. Nothing interesting.
You're not sounding like an avid supporter of your favorite artist.
No, I'm saying, like, the music video isn't nothing crazy.
Oh, okay. I see. Okay, sure. I mean, I just wanted more.
Yeah.
That's my argument. What do you think we've learned from exploring these Drake videos? And then we got to get out of here.
What have I learned? I've learned... Drake needs to be a little bit more creative when he's doing his music videos, maybe.
That is what?
Doing his music videos, be a little bit more creative.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Agree. As time goes on.
Yeah.
Oh,
wait, you know he's dropping an album? He dropped the release date.
I did not know that.
Yeah. May 15th, I believe.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I told you it was coming.
Well, I think it's about to be the end of Drake, I think.
It's not the end of Drake.
I think that Drake has... come to an end.
This might be the last album, but
unfortunately though, this is the end of the show, so I'm going to leave with an artist that I've been listening to like every single day and who's coming in concert next week.